Flossie Tea Cake Strikes Back, written by Hunter Davies and read by Eve Karpf.
Chapter 1. Flossie Goes Dancing.
Now, what tights shall I wear today? Thought Flossie Tea Cake to herself.
Actually, she thought it aloud. Flossie liked to hear herself think. Thinking and talking were the same thing to Flossie. She often found she didn't know what she thought until she had talked.
I know. I'll put on my new pink lycra ones. They haven't seen them yet.
So Flossie went to her drawers to find the tights, which was quite easy as they were sticking out just where she tried to shove them in. Her drawers were the most awful mess, but that was her problem. Now that she was 10, her mother had said she had to be in charge of keeping her own room tidy. She relied on Flossie to keep it neat. If she found Flossie's room was becoming as disgusting a mess as Bella's, then the rules would have to change. Flossie wished all the rules would change. Her ambition in life was to have her room as disgusting as Bella's. Well, one of her ambitions. Flossie Tea Cake had many ambitions in life, a lot of them to do with Bella. Bella was Flossie's big sister, aged 18, and she had been allowed to give up all those domestic rules years and years ago. It wasn't fair, Flossie thought. Bella was allowed to get away with everything and anything. What Flossie feared was that when she became 18, if she ever did, and sometimes she believed it would never, ever happen, the rules would completely change. That would be typical of her luck. Flossie stood looking at herself in the mirror, breathing in deeply. No, she wasn't trying to look slimmer. Flossie was prepared to punch anyone who said she wasn't slim. She would agree that she was plumpish, but that was all. Bella was so slim you could hardly see her. But who wants to look like stupid old Bella? Asked Flossie. Then she thought for a moment. Me, she replied, answering her own question. She breathed in again several more times, admiring her new pink tights in the mirror. Breathing in deeply was very good for you, so Flossie knew.
Good for your acrobats, said Flossie. Or is it aerodynamics? Or even aerodromes? Something stupid like that.
Everything that Flossie didn't understand at once was stupid. She'd seen these exercises in a book her mother had been given for Christmas.
I do look very slim today, said Flossie, quite surprised.
She'd only had 2 helpings of mint choc ice cream last night, although she had wanted 3.
Not bad, Floss, she said to herself. Well done, Floss.
If you're going to talk to yourself, Flossie always maintained, you might as well address yourself by your Christian name. It made talking to yourself conversations more friendly, somehow.
I hope I'm not turning into anorexic. Don't want to be her. She's the slimmest girl in the whole world. I've heard people talking about her. All the same, Floss, you are losing weight.
Flossie got nearer the mirror, peering very hard. Then she stopped and frowned, furious at herself for forgetting. She gave a kick at Fido, who just managed to escape. He had been lying on the circular yellow rug in the middle of Flossie's bedroom floor, watching her getting dressed. It was always good fun watching Flossie get up and get dressed every morning, better than watching television any time.
You stupid dog, said Flossie. Take that grin off your stupid face.
Flossie kicked her way across the room to her bed and picked up her specs from her little bedside table. She had forgotten to put them on. No wonder she had looked so slim.
Stupid specs! Why do I have to wear them? Bella doesn't wear specs. It's not fair!